Riviera Radio. Business.
Morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very well, thank you.
You must be delighted, aren't you? Isn't little Henry back at school today?
Champagne corks will be popping across the country as children make their way back to school. So after 2.5 months of home learning, that burden will once again, well, partly, of course, fall on the teachers. So there will be a rejoice in many households, there's no doubt about that.
Are you suggesting that by the time little Henry gets home from school, you might be a bit worse for wear?
I wouldn't think so, but listen, I think it's been an interesting time. I think in some ways Henry's done quite well. His mum's done an amazing job of pushing him forward, which is the good news. But in some ways I think it sort of changes the relationship perhaps you have with your parents, but also your view of your house and your home and where you live and all those types of things. So it'd be nice to get back to some normality.
Okay, let's have a look at the markets. Good day on Wall Street on Friday as the Senate finally passed that stimulus package, and also the non-farm payroll numbers looking quite good.
Yeah, it was an interesting week last week, certainly an intensely volatile one as investors, I guess, questioned central banks' commitment to keep historically low interest rates in place for a prolonged period of time. Short-term inflation expectations rise. Perceived lack of concern from Fed Chair Jerome Powell did little to calm market nerves. In terms of equity performance, actually, despite some heavy losses midweek, major benchmarks rose over the course of the trading week as positive economic data, as you said, helped boost confidence around the speed of the recovery. In Europe, the Stock 600 was up 0.9%. The S&P 500 was up 0.8%. As you say, it was driven by the data. We have the latest report in the US, employment report in the US released on Friday. US economy created more jobs than expected in February. Payrolls rose 379,000. Market was looking for a figure closer to 200,000. January's gain was also upwardly revised to 166,000. As falling COVID cases and the easing of restrictions is encouraging employers to hire back workers. Biggest gains were in the leisure, the hospitality sector. The unemployment rate eased down to 6.2%. Although there's still 10 million unemployed Americans, nearly double the pre-pandemic level. We think the US unemployment rate will be down to 4% at the end of the year. Confidence also getting a boost from the passing of that stimulus package. Over the weekend, the Senate passed President Biden's $1.9 trillion relief bill, the second largest in US history, and expected to be confirmed in a House vote on Tuesday. Key elements to remind you: direct checks of $1,400 sent to millions of Americans. Unemployment benefits increased and extended into September. $350 billion to help schools reopen. Support for state and local governments. $160 billion of coronavirus testing and vaccine distribution programs.
You sound exhausted. Have you been prepping little Henry about what he's got to say to the teacher about, you know, lockdown? What did do during lockdown, little Henry?
Did a bit of economics, did the non-farm payroll, he'll tell them. We monitored the oil market. Oil's been interesting over the course of the weekend. Last week we spoke about the fact that OPEC Plus decided not to hike production levels. That sent crude prices higher. Risen further over the course of the weekend, Brent trading above $70 a barrel this morning. That year-to-date gain now standing at 37% after an attack on a Saudi export terminal. So, certainly feeling the effects of that shining through in terms of energy prices.
Yes, I love the deft way which you steered the conversation away from little Henry to the oil price. That was extremely clever.
He's been focusing on a number of things. He'll go back with renewed knowledge of a vast array of areas.
Okay, let's just have a look at that $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package in a bit more detail. It's a lot of money, isn't it?
It's a lot of money. The aid should temporarily, I think, supplement income and government spending while the economy is, of course, continues being weighed down by the pandemic. The speeding up of the vaccine rollout should reduce new coronavirus cases, also help to revive the service sector and assist in restoring employment back to those pre-pandemic levels. As we were talking last week, momentum in the US economy has been improving. Lots of evidence from the recent data around that. You look at the labour market we're just talking about, but retail sales, home sales, equipment investment have all been strong. So it looks like we'll get a growth figure plus 4% for the first quarter, 6.4% for the full year, which would be certainly a very strong performance.
Yeah, the markets are still worried about inflation.
They are worried about inflation. I don't think investors should be overly concerned. We're not seeing evidence of persistent long-term inflationary pressures build. Policymakers have continuously stated that they will remain ultra-accommodative, even if economies temporarily run hot from an inflation perspective. And we should remember, of course, central banks have plenty of tools to quell rising bond yields, including more aggressive purchases, and if required, the introduction of yield control measures. And again, as we said last week, you should remember rising bond yields can equally be viewed as a consequence of the improving economic environment, which of course should be positive for corporate prospects.
Has Andrew Bailey got a blankety blank checkbook and pen?
I don't think it's quite interesting what's happening at the Bank of England at the moment. Not so long ago, 5-6 weeks ago, we're talking about the risk of negative rates. Now we're talking about the risk of higher rates in the UK potentially coming through. I don't think either of those are going to be on the cards. Somewhat of a status quo as we wait to see exactly the size and the shape of the recovery in the UK.
Well, he's certainly going to have to write a few blankety blank checks, isn't he?
You seem to love this line. I don't know why. Will we see them? Well, if you look at the bond buying programme, it's now at £895 billion, if memory serves me correctly. That's an astonishing figure. Whether they'll have to add to that, I think, remains to be seen. We still think the UK economy obviously will generate a year of growth this year, somewhat subdued growth compared to what we were talking about in the United States. We've got UK growth around 4%.
You're certainly feeling those questions from the deep this morning. You're doing very well, I must say.
I know, it's a Monday morning and I'm under pressure already.
And Chinese exports are surging, but so the party still isn't happy.
Chinese exports surged in the first 2 months of the year, reflecting strong global demand for manufactured goods. We're seeing robust demand for things, as you probably expect, medical equipment, working from home devices. Exports jumped 60%, reflects, of course, the low base of 2020 when the economy was in lockdown, but it's well above the 40% that expectations that economists had penciled in. In February alone, exports more than doubled from a year ago. Imports have also been rising. I think they're up 22%. The trade surplus reached $103 billion in the period. China's benefiting from improving demand from trading partners, particularly in the US and Europe, along with domestic demand as well, seeing loads of evidence around that V-shaped recovery playing out and starting to filter through to stronger domestic consumption. In terms of future trade prospects, inevitably will hinge upon, I suppose, the speed of the global recovery and the tone of the trading relationship between China and the new Biden administration.
Sounds a bit like the Chelsea season, doesn't it? A V-shaped recovery.
It's looking all right for Chelsea again. No problems there.
Not too bad. Foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar coming in at 1.38. Euro dollar coming in at 1.19. Going to get €1.16 for your British pound this morning.
OK, you can go and have a rest now.
Thank you, sir.
Go
have a good
put
day.
Your feet up. Have a cup of Horlicks or something.
I wish I could.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Cheers.
Hank Boston, Barclays.